Paulson shoulders, on Peregrine shoulders, and on the users, which I think is a model. And I'm reminded that the city of Kansas City recently entered into a deal with Major League Soccer, and the taxpayers put up the full $140 million to build a stadium. Hopefully that deal has been inked before they read about this deal, where the taxpayers, through the general fund, have put up not one penny. Finally, I just want to say that while it's a small part of the deal, it's a big part of, to me, it's a big part of this deal, even though the dollars are small, that Mr. Paulson and his company have committed to investing in youth sports throughout our city. Now, this is a floor. He doesn't prevent him from putting more money into other things. But what this ensures is that every year, some part of our community, which has been neglected and doesn't have the infrastructure that we enjoy in other parts of the community, is going to get a check for $50,000 to help upgrade youth sports so that kids who play lacrosse and football and soccer have a decent field to play on. And Merritt has committed to me that with that $50,000, he and I will go out in the private sector and try to match it so that we can magnify the impact of that and help expand opportunities for kids, because I truly believe we can be ground zero for the youth soccer in this country. And look no further than the fact that last year's best player on the Lincoln High School Cardinal girls team was this year a freshman on the University of Portland women's team and made All-American on the freshman team. And that is an extraordinary thing, and I think is reflective of something good that's happening here in Oregon. So I'll simply say that next week I'm going to vote yes, and I'm going to say go Timbers, beat the Sounders. And beyond that, in June, I look forward to seeing all of you in Pioneer Courthouse Square, which as the Parks Commissioner, I now operate in some fashion, because we'll be watching World Cup on the Jumbotron, and we'll be getting caught up in that great event. In the fall, we'll be celebrating the UP Women's third national championship in 6 years, and hopefully in 2 years, we'll be celebrating a world championship in Major League Soccer. Thank you all.
So I'll make just a couple of remarks. This has been a fascinating journey that included, notwithstanding my age, having never been to New York City before, I went to New York City for the first time in my life related to Major League Soccer, meet with the Commissioner of Major League Soccer, where in Times Square, I actually met Batman. And I have a picture of myself with Batman, if you doubt it. From Batman to Merritt, who has quickly grown into one of my favorite people. Merritt, he and I have worked pretty hard together these last 18 months, and I've seen him in a number of venues in a number of circumstances, some of which have tested his mettle, and I have grown to have tremendous respect for Merritt and his ability to withstand what I consider to be at times very unfair criticisms and very unfair comments. And I just want to say, from my perspective, Merritt, we're lucky to, as a community, to have you, your wife, and your new child in our community. Portland will be a better place for you and being here. And I appreciate very much what you've done in this deal. I would just want to close by saying one thing that I think probably Commissioner Saltzman and I are the only ones that have the appropriate perspective here to say, having both of us having served now under three different mayors. It matters who the mayor is in these circumstances. Were there any of the other mayors, actually we served with four mayors. Three mayors. It makes a big difference who the mayor is, because I can tell you that if Sam wasn't the mayor right now, this deal would not be before us. Whether you like it or not, the fact is that Sam, as mayor, allowed this process to not only occur, but gave it his full-fledged support and directed staff to do things no single commissioner has the ability to do. So I want to make sure that that's publicly acknowledged, and any accolades that rightfully go to the mayor for leading this charge and lining city resources up in a way to allow this deal come together, because otherwise it would not have happened. So I appreciate your help very much, Sam, in this. Thank you.
Thank you, Randy. And this deal would not have happened without Randy and Ty, that's for sure. I appreciate them, along with Skip and Amy on my team, Steve, Dina, Eric, Ken, David, Mark, and the whole team that has gotten us here so far. Next week marks the end of the very beginning. And now we go to rebuild the stadium, and we go on to get our great team. And In closing, I just want to thank Merit and your family and your team for your willingness to invest, again, multiples of millions of dollars at a really dark time in this nation's economy, and that includes the fact that we've been whacked really hard by the national recession here. This is great, and we have a lot more work to do, but I want to thank you for your partnership and your investment in this community thus far. We are adjourned, and this will be voted on next week. Thank you.